Հանուն հոր եւ որդու եւ հոգուին սրբո, ամեն։
At the end of every year, we do last minute things because the year is about to end. The calendar year is about to end. So we do last minute things. We look to see what kind of donations we can make so that we can have less taxes next year. We sometimes look at our insurance plans, and see how much we can get from our insurance companies before the year ends. How we can go to the doctors and all that. And then also, we are also at this time looking at New Year's resolutions. You know, setting goals for this next year. We look back at the previous year and see where we were. And then we try to envision where do we want to be in 1 year. And we make decisions, resolutions accordingly. We look at where we were successful and where we have failed and try to make a better life for ourselves this next year. We try to improve ourselves in the year to come. A survey was conducted about all the resolutions, New Year resolutions that people make. And the top five are the following. The first one is to lose weight, which is no surprise for many of us. Lose weight. Get organized. Spend less and save more. Enjoy life and then stay fit. And if we look at these New Year's resolutions, the top five New Year's resolutions are all personal. They're about me. What do I want for myself this next year? Nothing to do with other people. It all deals with me. It's very, for lack of a better word, egotistical. But as Christians, our New Year's resolutions should be affecting everybody around us, not just ourselves. When we affect and help people around us, we too are improved. We too become better people. But unfortunately, in the world we live today, it's the opposite that's taught. You take care of yourself first, and then worry about everyone else. Your New Year's resolution should only concern you because it's yours. It's about you. But in reality, it should be about all of us. The main problem with us humans is we're lazy. We're underachievers. We think to ourselves, because in truth, all of us are going to make New Year's resolutions, and if we're honest with ourselves, in about 2 weeks, you're not going to be doing it anymore. This is true. We make this list of what we want to do, and then in 2 weeks, we stop because either we're lazy, we get distracted, or we think there's something more important to do than that thing. The other problem is that we usually make one or two New Year's resolutions at most. But if you want to change your life, if you want to change the world around you, you cannot do it with one or two things. You need to make a list, a long list of New Year's resolutions. Because no one said you can only have one. You can have many. And if we're going to change the lives of people around us and our own, then we need to make a long list of what needs to be changed in our lives. We cannot say, I can be a better person if I just do this. Because that one thing is affected by many other things. This entire outlook, this entire way of change in Greek is called metanoia. In Armenian, abashkharutyun. The English word for metanoia and abashkharutyun is usually translated as repentance, penance. And English has a totally different understanding of what penance and repentance means than in the Eastern churches. Because in English, the word penance means to be punished for something. This is where we get the word penalty from, right? Penal code, all right? Punish, even. And we sometimes think if we're going to repent, we have to suffer so that God can love us again. It's not how God works. God is not happy because you're suffering, okay? Whoever told you that is wrong. And if they have issues, they can come talk to me. Okay? There's no thing, nothing in the Gospels or in the Bible that say you need to suffer so that God can love you again. But the Greek and the Armenian both have this concept. The Greek more so, metanoia means to change your mind. Meta, to change, like metamorphosis, to change. Noia, nous, which means mind. So to change who you are, not to be the same person anymore. It means nothing if you made a sin, you've made a mistake, and you continue to do the same thing over and over and over again. That doesn't do anything. But if you change, then you become someone different. This is what the Greeks and the Armenians and the Eastern churches have always taught about repentance. So often we dwell on the mistakes of the past, things we have done or things people have done to us. And we say, I can't move on because they did this to me. Or I can't get over something because I did this to this person. You need to change your mind, how you look at it, and you need to change who you are in order to become a better person. If you don't change your thought process, you will continue to dwell in the past. And New Year's is the time where we change who we are. Physically, mentally, and spiritually. Because we are not the same person this next year that we are this year. The very first words of Christ in the Gospel of Mark are, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. And the word he uses in Greek is metanoia. Change your mind, he says, because the kingdom of God is at hand. Change who you are, because the kingdom of God is here. And basically, if you want to be part of the kingdom of God, you need to change. The kingdom of God is not going to change for you. You need to change to enter the kingdom of God. This means we have to put away our old selves, put away our old habits. It's hard to break habits, I know. But we need to put away those old habits, take off the old robes that we have of sin and mistakes and blame, and put on new robes. Because when we take those off, God will make us into something better. Every child knows this. When the parent comes home and says, I have new clothing for you, get undressed. I don't want to change, they say. But they take off their clothing, and then the mom and dad put on new clothing, and they say, you look so beautiful. You look so handsome. The child thinks, ugh, this feels so awkward. But they look good. God does the same thing. We don't want to change. We don't want to take off our old robes. But when we do, God will give us something better and make us better that way. The way we do this is through forgiveness and humility. We need to humble ourselves and say, you know, and Armenians are very difficult at doing this, maybe I was wrong. We have to say that sometimes. Maybe I'm at fault. Maybe I shouldn't have done that and this wouldn't have happened. But usually most Armenians and American and people in general will say, no, 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 it's the other guy's fault. I'm right, they're wrong. But we need to humble ourselves and say, maybe I'm wrong in this moment. And then go to that person and say, you know, I'm sorry. It's hard. I remember when I was learning Armenian, I said, how do you say sorry in Armenian? There's no real word for sorry in Armenian. We say forgiveness, net open tune. Will you forgive me? Right? But there's no way to say sorry. And this speaks at volumes in another sermon. But we need to learn to humble ourselves and say, I'm sorry, forgive me. Or offer forgiveness to those who we've been holding forgiveness from. There's a story that I've said many times, and it's very appropriate for this moment. There's a village, and the enemy is attacking this village, and all the villagers are fleeing. And they're fleeing, and there's a river nearby the village. And they're running to the river because there are little boats. And the villagers are going in the boats and crossing over to the other side of the river, where there's salvation. where there's safety and there's freedom. And so they're running, and these oarsmen are taking them across the river and coming back and taking people across the river. And then what ends up happening is one man is dragging a bag with him, a sack. And he's taking them and bringing the sack close to the river. And the oarsman says, you need to leave that sack off to the side so you can cross over. Because if you bring it with you, we will flip over and capsize and sink into the river and drown. And the man says, I can't leave this behind. This is my life. This is everything I have. I need to take this with me. He says, no, you can't. It's too heavy. He says, what's in it? And the man says, it's rocks, stones. The oarsman says, why are you carrying a bag full of stones? The enemy is attacking. Leave it behind. He says, no. The man says, every time the people in the village hurt me, I picked up a stone and collected it so that one day I could throw that stone at them and get even with them. So I can stone them and show them what I think of them. And if I can't do it here, I'm going to do it when I cross the river. The man says, you can't. You either leave those stones behind, you leave your past behind and move on, or you will drown in the river while you cross, and you will be lost. We are in the same situation now. As this year comes to a close, we can leave behind the stones. We can leave behind all the hurt, all the vengeance we want to exact on people. We can leave behind everything, all those emotions, blame and anger and disappointment. And the only way is if we leave that behind, then in the new year we can find salvation. We can find freedom. We can find forgiveness. But we can only do that if we leave it behind. This evening, as we celebrate the new year, the oarsman, the man, the tiabor, the oarsman is going to be there saying, what are you going to leave behind so I can take you to this next year? Because if you take it with you, we will capsize, we will flip, and we will drown. I ask and I pray that today, if you have not thought of a New Year's resolution or New Year's resolutions, think of them. Don't make them only personal. Make them something that can affect those around you, to build other people up, who in turn they will build you. As a Christian, your first resolution should be forgiveness. A Christian resolution for New Year's is forgiving those who have hurt us, leaving it in the past and leaving it in 2023, and moving on into the future of 2024 without any baggage, so that we can be the people that God, the clay that God wants us to be, so he can mold us into the people he has always wanted us to be. But if we continue to live in the past, we will stay in the past. My prayer is we listen to his words, and we do what the Lord's Prayer says. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Remember, your forgiveness is directly dependent upon how much you forgive others. If you hold grudges, if you hold anger, if you hold hatred, you will not be forgiven. Not me saying it, it's God saying it. So if you want to have a new life in 2024, start by forgiving someone you have not forgiven, so that you can be freed from that and God can work on you and make you into the being he wants you to be. Amen.